The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this part of the Kumail supplication, says, Allahumma azuma bala'i wa afrata bi su'u hali. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, O Allah, my tribulation is tremendous and my bad state is excessive. وَقَصُرَتْ بِي أَعْمَالِي وَقَعَدَتْ بِي أَغْلَالِي. My acts are inadequate and my fetters have tied me down. We have sufficiently discussed these four sentences in this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. And the supplication continues saying, وَحَبَسَنِي عَنْ نَفْعِي بُعْدُ أَمَلِي. O Allah, my high hopes have held me back from my gain. We all know, dear listeners, that being hopeful is a blessing from the Almighty. This blessing is implanted in every human being to be able to begin useful and positive activities. As a matter of fact, if you didn't have hope, you couldn't really be optimistic about your future benefits and your future life. If this great blessing did not exist, human beings wouldn't be able to do anything. They wouldn't make any efforts. They wouldn't be interested in any kind of engagement. Let us have a look at a very interesting tradition about the effects of hopes that sometimes we misunderstand, sometimes we underestimate. It is narrated that once Jesus, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi wasallam, was in a desert while an old man was plowing the farm by his tools. Jesus looked up to the heaven and prayed to God, O Allah, take his hopes away from him. Then the old man was seen to put away his tools and he slept. After a while, Jesus prayed again, O Allah, give back his hopes to him. The old man got up and resumed his work. Then, if I do remember the tradition correctly, someone was sent to this old man to ask him why he continued plowing the field after stopping for a few seconds. To which he replied, first, I was plowing the field and then I remembered. Why do I have to bother myself for so much in this world? Maybe I do die tomorrow or the next second. Then I stopped doing my work and took some rest. After a while, I remembered and considered this fact that I might be actually alive for more days, for longer periods of time. So I should continue my living, and I resumed my work. Brothers and sisters, this is the importance of high hopes in our lives. In this regard, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Having hope is a mercy for my nation. If there existed no hopes, no mother would breastfeed her child, neither any farmer would plant any trees."
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
The fourth infallible Imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, has asked Allah, أسألك من الآمال أوفقها. O Allah, fulfill the truest of my hopes. So hopes, or high hopes, are not essentially bad thing. They are actually the meaning of our lives. Positive hopes, like reaching scientific positions, moral perfection, and salvation in this world and hereafter, serving Allah, serving His servants, leaving useful works after your death, such as mosques, roads, hospitals, and schools and libraries, they are all among the excellent hopes by a believing servant. And in fact, this is how he is continuing doing his good deeds. But on the other hand, if humans' hopes are limited to material issues, if they exceed the designated and required amount to such an extent that they remove security and calmness, they bring about stinginess, they bring about greed, they lead to pride, and these are the false hopes and somehow what we call satanic illnesses. Such hopes are the ones that make you forget Allah, and sometimes we even forget hereafter. Sometimes we don't even feel good to be reminded of hereafter. These are the kinds of hopes that deprive us of worshipping and obeying Allah. We'll continue talking about this part of the Kumail supplication more in the next episode. In the end, I must say that I took great benefit from the commentary on Kumail supplication available at al-islam.org. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.